Mary, M-A-R-Y, Melanson, M-E-L-A-N-S-O-N. Date of birth is 10/22/38. Mary is 86-year-old woman, single, used to work for Kroger, K-R-O-G-E-R, as a cashier for years. She has one child. She lives by herself in her sister's home, period. New paragraph. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She suffers from hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, hyperlipidemia, chronic pain, muscle spasm, low back stiffness, spinal stenosis, lumbar region. Medications includes Prilosec 20 milligram a day, Norvasc 5 milligram a day, Celexa 20 milligram a day, Metoprolol 50 milligram a day, Welchol 625, 6 tablets a day, Tramadol 50 milligram for pain, Tizanidine PRN for pain 4 milligram, eye drops, cough medication, and Mibritec. It's Mybritique 50 milligram for bladder spasm. Under past medical history, also put spinal stenosis, hypertension, obesity, hyperlipidemia. Surgery has had ankle fracture on the right side, secondary to a fall related to her spinal stenosis and total hysterectomy. The patient is wheelchair bound. She requires help with all ADL. Does not have provider services. Was in hospice at one time, but not currently. Period. Family history, mom died of diabetes and complications of dad also had diabetes, high blood pressure, and may have died of heart attack. An exam, Mary, first of all, she's very alert, awake, and no distress. 150 over 75, 71, 98%, 18. Heart positive, one positive, risk 2. This is an obese 86-year-old woman who appears to be in no distress. Heart positive, one positive, risk 2. Lungs clear, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows no rash around, mucosal without lesion, logical non-focal. Lower extremity shows trace edema. Assessment, 86-year-old woman with hypertension, most likely sleep apnea, depression, anxiety, chronic pain related to spinal stenosis, period. New paragraph, patient also suffers from hyperlipidemia, chronic pain, and bladder spasm, period. Patient is in desperate needs of help at home regarding either provider services or home health to care for her since she's now become more and more ADL dependent. She has family members that stop by to see her, period. Patient's pain is poorly controlled with the help of Tramadol and Tizanidine and would benefit from possible Neurontin and or Lyrica to help with pain of the spinal stenosis, especially with the radiculopathy portion of the pain. Patient is not suicidal and continues with the Celexa to control her depression, period. Blood pressure is controlled with Norvasc and no evidence of gastroesophageal reflux noted on Prilosec. Thank you. Or no symptoms of gastroesophageal reflux noted on Prilosec. Thank you.